Welcome back. You're listening to Spells, Swords, and Bags of Religious Excrement. With me, Roger Norquist.
Bartleby Scribner.
With Jim Haycox.
Slap'em Silly.
Nate Balding.
Balin Dom Shopper.
And introduce Aaron Nearest.
I am a fighter. Big dumb fighter.
What's your name?
His name's Crush Wolf.
And Byron Graham.
A rake, sharpshooter, Carlisle Skulkington.
And our favorite DM, Jason Wardell.
I'm Jason Wardell. We're going to play D&D.
Yeah. So, when last we met, the group being Slap'em a Silly, Balin Dongshocker, Bartleby Scrivener, and an unnamed kobold worshipper now of the god below, had fought their way into the depths of the kobold lair in the Caves of Chaos, and they had convinced the kobold lord therein to assist them in their quest to destroy the hobgoblins, recover the kidnapped merchant. Whilst discussing some tactics with the kobold lord, the three party members hear a clatter in the halls outside. A large, booming voice, that of an almost giant, perhaps. And, I don't know, how does your character sound?
Like Bruce Campbell.
And Bruce Campbell! are having a conversation over what sounds like they found the remains of some badly eviscerated kobold. So Balin, Slap, and Bartleby.
Me, Slap, and Balin hear this, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's just outside the door to the kobold lord, and he grabs his sword or his dagger at the noises. What is this? There are more?
I don't know about them, so I'm gonna stealth. I'm gonna hide. Use my little halfling hide ability.
Yeah.
Nope. I rolled a nat 1, and natural stealthy gives me a +2, so that's 3. So I'm not hiding.
You stand in the center of the room.
Shh.
Yeah.
Activating stealth alarm. Sounding stealth.
All right. Well, you guys are now in charge of the group.
Stealth active.
Well, whoever it is, I'll send them to hell, to the seven hells.
Kick open the door.
Wait, how many hells are there?
Seven.
At least. Maybe. You don't know.
They shall know the fury of my god.
Well, yeah. a squarely built dwarf kicked the door open right
just
in front of you.
Filthy
and reeking.
He's been rolling
reeking.
In trash.
Yes. Trash if you're lucky. Okay. Trash if he's on.
You probably recognize me from.
Oh, you absolutely recognize me
when we killed that guy earlier today.
Where he killed that guy.
Because we made a spectacle, all three of us. With
oh, yeah, that's right.
We totally popped that dude's mouth.
Yeah. Like, the whole group of speakers saw what we did.
Yeah, pretty brutal. Stomped his fucking head in.
Yeah, because, like, you two were present for this task meet. You were members of a crew, who knows which one, and who knows what brought you down here. Maybe
we
you do.
The same
what?
One?
Yeah, let's say that. That makes it easy for me.
Right. It'd be better if you were together. That makes
yeah.
more sense.
Me down here looking for keys. Me lost them. Me thought they were in jacket, perhaps in couch, but no, find them.
So you're here now, huh?
Yes. Hello. I remember you. Killing.
You're the guys who killed the guy.
You'll have to be more specific.
In front of everybody.
Yes,
oh,
that's us.
Yes. At the morning
yes.
meeting.
Yes, that was us.
What's good morning meeting?
So are you here to feel the shock and tickle? Which is what we call that move that we did to him.
The shock and tickle.
I approve. I didn't like that guy.
More importantly, are you here to worship the god below?
Sure.
Oh, excellent.
Give him some stuff from the pouch to rub on him.
Yeah, I want to change my, not character, but just how I always imagined, rather than being as I had, like, a, you know, like a, I had to have a voice in the world I could use. But I want to change, I want to change him to, like, more
not
of
not
a,
racist.
I'd never go that way. You don't know me, sir. No, but I want to change him into, yeah, like, a freedom monk. I want him to be imagined more like, Uncle Sam in overalls. He's gonna slightly resemble that, but there's
no
boxer. Yeah, like an
this
old sagacious. Yeah,
this is liberty.
No, pursuit of happiness. Yeah. All right. So there we go with this mystical changing knuckle.
Freedom, ring up your goddamn bell.
So I guess if they're down to help us. Then
with
we're
the,
in charge.
The Liberty Bell and the Jamestown Massacre.
Boston Massacre.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we go. Now that we've refined the character slightly. All right. Okay. So yeah, there's also a really kind of ragged looking
monkey in the
white goatee man who looks somehow looks peaceful, but also like he's fighting.
You look extremely different than you did this morning. We can tell it's the same person though.
Tell no one. Keep a secret.
See, I
find you very.
I told you I'm still racist.
Kobold's eyes are darting all around, basically. They're terrified. I have the idea that you guys maybe, like, ditched your existing crews because you also felt like they did. Like, everyone around them's done.
Okay.
Everyone around them is the worst. And these guys seem to have some, kind of taken the perfume by the balls.
We also scared a number of people trying to find out where to go, so you probably could track us very easily.
Yeah, they terrified a cartographer, I think.
A friendly cartographer. We have to follow a trail of terrified, quaking victims.
And bodies.
And bodies.
So, look for the giant monster illusion. And,
yeah, well, I'm fine with
this. We like
this.
The way you just kill things in public. We're all about that.
We like the way you do business.
Yeah.
I like the way you speak.
I like the way you talk.
Well, come along. All right.
Exposition accomplished.
Chapter 2.
Good prologue.
The kobold leader is put at ease by this kind of reducing of tensions between y'all. He's like, well, alright, let me go get the rest of them. Let me get the rest of them. Come this way, we have... He does that thing where he's slapping his head with his hand, his open hand.
That's how they can.
That's how they count. They're pretty dumb.
It turns out. We don't know what it means.
Count?
Attaboy.
We think that the best plan of action here is we need to go through the goblins. The goblins have a secret passageway to the hobgoblins. And they won't see it coming if we attack from there.
Will the goblins work with you?
Nope.
The goblins so will gotta, work with my god. Or you'll die.
Or more
so you're sneaking through the goblins to attack the hobgoblins.
I think that's the plan.
We will not need to sneak.
No, let's just frontal charge.
Yeah.
He pulls out a kind of a crumpled piece of paper and has a very crude drawing on it. It's a different version of the map that you were using to find your way around here. The one that had different caves labeled. I think there were three labeled. Kobold, Goblin,
Bear Bug.
Bugbear was one. That's right.
What is Bugbear?
They're like a bigger Hobgoblin.
Okay.
And Hobgoblins are bigger goblins.
So was there like, they're just constantly fighting each other in these caves?
Yes.
Each settlement?
Yeah. So the Kobold's kind of showing you this map, and he points to the area behind. He has a very crude drawing of a series of rooms in the goblin encampment. We had our eyes on these for years. He kind of like points, puts an X right over a thing that he marks as like a secret door.
Alright.
And with the divine might of my Warhammer and these followers, they shall be yours, a place to worship below.
Of course, yeah, that thing.
So let's tell him to rally his kobold troops and attack this place while we sneak through. Right? Not sneak through, murder our way through. Sorry.
Good murder.
Yeah. They'll be the distraction, and then we'll have lesser forces to stop us.
He agrees. And he kind of like jumps between you guys and runs down the hallway. He just rounds the corner and is out of sight. The other one, however, is still with you, and he's taken this opportunity to chow down on some dirt and pebbles that are on the ground.
Good follower. Your loyalty should be rewarded in the next life. Where you will live in chains. At the feet of an unknowable monster.
The secret door?
Yeah,
how's it go through it? Try to get through without being seen by goblins?
Huh? You want to convert some non-believers, Balaam?
I will convert. And reward the truly loyal with a swift death.
You hear some commotion down the halls as the kobolds are rallying. And they sound like they're just pouring out through the tunnels and leaving the cave complex.
Alright.
So I guess that's like a 10-minute... You guys spent like an hour discussing this. So if you need to take your 10-minute rest and stuff...
I'll take a rest to get my spells back.
No.
Okay, that's an extended rest. Yes. You can get
short rest lets you spend a hit die to get
I don't need any of this. I'm just anxious and staying up.
Well, I should probably get my hit points back. What if I was down 3? Alright, so I'm up to 4.
So, where are you guys going?
Through the secret door?
Well, that's within the goblin encampment. Oh, okay. Are you guys just basically following behind?
Yeah.
From the sounds of it, they're planning on just pouring through the goblin.
Yeah, is there a side passage we can take that runs parallel? Kind of get us behind goblin lines?
I don't know. You can investigate when you're getting closer.
Okay.
If you guys want to go over to that cave.
This is in the trophy complex?
Yes.
Can I nature it?
Sure, looking to see fresh
water.
Looking to
some water, listen to some walls.
Sure. Like, what are you looking to accomplish?
Trying to find an alternative route, potentially?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
that would be, I'd say, wisdom.
Plus D4, right?
Wisdom.
I have nature.
Well, so that's going to be a wisdom check. Yeah, absolutely. You notice that it looks like from the outside you're standing in this wooded area in the center of this. It's basically a ravine where the walls raise, and you can see cave mouths scattered throughout. And you see the one that's been marked as the goblin entrance. You see signs that like some creature has moved from the mouth of the goblin entrance into the woods to the west.
Okay.
So you suspect that there might be another cave map.
Okay, we can try that. I'll indicate that to the rest of the party.
Over there, maybe another good entrance for going with feet or walking without goblins. Yes?
Yes.
The only one.
I agree with you.
Let's do it then. Let's hit it up. So I guess we'll leave the kobold group.
The Lord of Groveling's followers are going to battle the goblins, and I shall be in their vanguard.
Your god's called the Lord of Groveling?
He has no name.
But he demands
help. So you're going to go with the main group?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, we'll have fighting to do.
Can I do minor illusion?
Better fighting.
It's
bear
fine.
In mind, my wisdom rules. There's no way your wisdom's gonna make me.
Well, I'm gonna try to whisper in his ear as the lord of the bowels of earth and excrement, and it's gonna whisper to him, "Go with your group." I guess. Well, I'm gonna whisper to him with minor illusion. So he has got to beat a 15.
So is this a wisdom or a?
It's a wisdom check.
So yeah, make a wisdom saving throw against it.
Alright, I'm gonna go with my group. The followers of the Lord of Groveling. The kobolds who have en masse converted.
Your god did just speak to you in your ear.
Yeah, to go with my group. I believe that the loyal followers, the kobolds, are going to do divine things.
Well, I did my best. I just kind of wave my hand at him and say, whatever.
I mean, the kobold eating the rocks seems far more loyal than you guys.
Yeah, I'm too neutral to care. Anyone else going to stop him? Because I haven't given up.
These words you say.
That's fine.
Very well.
Should we follow the kobolds or just go the other way?
I'm going the other way. It's safer. We'll have an advantage.
I have no idea if it's safer.
There was a creature.
Looked like a big creature.
Looks like a big creature came out.
I bet we can take it.
I liked that big creature.
We would kill one big creature or a lot of creatures. That's her decision, I feel. Right? I'm interested in this big guy. I bet he's unique in some way. I don't know much.
Let's go.
Let's go about animals, though.
All right, so we're gonna pick up with you in a second because you're gonna be following the kobolds from a fair. They have a few minutes head start, so they're just
I'm
pouring into the guy.
I can. I still go only 20 feet around or whatever.
Oh, yeah, kobolds are tiny. They're moving.
Yeah,
25 at least. So you all make your way to what is indeed the mouth of the cave. Behind a grove of trees, you find the hidden entrance to this cavern. So there's no light within.
Here, entrance.
Light up a torch.
I've got a torch.
We all do. Let's make the fighter do it. Then everything will be attracted to him.
Huh? Make a fighter?
No.
All right, crush.
You're the monk.
Light up a torch.
Okay.
Fire burn! They
kill so
off.
When you
the light, oh god, the light
it
wasn't supposed
torch.
To happen like
torch
that.
At the same time, though.
You can drop
you
it.
You can fight with your torch. You can light some things.
You probably also fight with my giant blade. Might be a little better.
Well, the light from your torch, as soon as you light it in the mouth of the cave, it illuminates the form of the slumbering form of a bear, and beyond there, the cave seems to extend to the east.
Disturb her. She is sleeping.
We have to roll on anything to sneak by the sleeping bear.
Let's just, yeah, stealth.
I'll say something pithy like, well, thank goodness your mother shaved before we show.
Fuck you. Me mother dead. How you feel now, asshole?
So are you moving into the cave?
Yeah. Is the bear the big beast that we tracked in the cave, or is it?
You can't really any tracks like
okay.
We're lucky. Within the cave.
All right, yeah, let's sneak through then.
All right, roll me dexterity checks, all of you. You.
I rolled a natural 20.
Roll it again, Crush, because you have.
Oh yeah, you're
disadvantage.
Minus.
Disadvantage.
All right.
Damn.
All right. Started off real good, and then clonk.
Bartleby?
Pass the 20 on the left hand.
Pass the 20 on it.
Oh, awful. Well, 11.
Oh, no, no.
Trips. Face planter into bear shit.
16, I mean, sorry.
Up, one. Oh, my God.
Alright.
Well, fight the bear.
Plus my dexterity bonus.
Fight the bear, yes.
But we're going to be really close to it.
Yeah, you guys make your way in there. The bear does not stir. I assume you're heading toward the eastern cave.
The bear breathing is alive.
Because he failed. Is he okay? Should we heal the bear?
I rolled a natural one.
You're okay.
Yeah.
The bear's not okay.
Like, trip over.
Yeah, let's take care of this bear. I can probably precede that.
Yeah, roll me a wisdom plus if you have perception or spot or search. Or...
I've got everything. 17 plus a lot.
It's 17 plus wisdom modifier.
Wisdom modifier is 3, and then I've got spot.
The bear is dead. Yay.
Okay, so it's probably something else where the goblins got him.
Yeah, how did this bear die? Is it?
The goblins
are torn.
Legends
slashed.
Tell of a dead bear.
It has several large javelin wounds.
So it's been poked.
It's probably goblin or kobold murder.
Yeah. Javelin, huh? So that's more of a pike than a halberd or something.
I think it's still goblin or kobold
weapons. Yeah, it looks like a rudimentary weapon rather than a
javelin
blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe the technical term is sharpened stick.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was a pike. Yeah, so I guess an idiot did this.
Yeah, well, let's move past it then. We're good. I say brashly and then walk forward past the bear. This bear's dead. Got nothing to worry about.
I wonder how Poop Dwarf is doing.
Yeah, where did you go?
Hand me the d20.
Wait, where did we go?
We went to
the
parallel
the cave.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there's the so you guys were heading south.
Yeah.
To the east along this wall, there's the goblin cave entrance, and then slightly to the west of there, there's this cave.
Oh.
That he found in the
from
tracks.
Dead bear killed by popes.
Roger, what's your AC?
14.
A javelin flies out of the darkness of the cave. And clatters beside you, missing you, barely, like just narrowly nicks your neck.
Alright, I'm gonna spot that.
And you hear a large, massive creature kind of growling at you and shouting at you. And do any of you speak giant?
Common and halfling.
Not to say.
No.
Was grumbling at you.
Make out any words?
Oh, it's definitely an ogre, is what you're getting from this. This is. You're familiar with ogres. They are big, they are nasty, they will kill you.
I'm going to back up if I still have time.
And I guess roll initiative.
Because
the ogre kind of stumbles out of the 15.
Oh, I love rolling nines. 13.
17.
Plus your initiative, which is...
21.
Yeah.
21.
And what was your character's name again?
Carlisle.
Carla.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
A little bit.
And just cough up some blood.
I gotta dig my kidney.
Oh! He dies, right? Isn't that natural?
20? Yeah. He just get instant one kill.
20 plus...
Punch through his 25. Mouth and his brain.
You have 5 dex, or 20 dexterity? Jesus, Jim.
Yeah. Do I get to go like 3 times now because you have 2?
So you are going first.
Yeah, okay.
So the way that you guys were walking in, you were kind of leading the way until you took the lead, heading to the east cave, and then behind it would be you and Carlisle.
Okay. So... looks like I want to run up and knock this dude twice, but I want to try to hit him with a stunning strike.
Sure.
And that's versus his wisdom.
Yeah, it is part of the Path of Mercy.
So it's a
key ability.
So that would be a daily.
Yes. So when you hit a creature with an unarmed attack, you can expend the use of your key to try to stun that creature.
And
at which point it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be stunned until the end of your next turn. A creature that is non-humanoid or of a size larger than yours, which this ogre is, it is massive, makes its saving throw with advantage.
total.
So you have
twice.
To hit. Yes, so you have to hit him first.
But he's got. Yeah, he's got. All right, all right.
And then you can decide once you've hit him whether or not you want to use this.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna try to end with my flurry of blows.
Okay, you gotta hit him first.
Okay. 6 + 5.
That is a miss.
Okay, so wait, do I roll? What happens there?
I think
flurry
if you
blows,
miss,
I get a, do I,
I
miss?
Do
I get a second?
I do not believe so. With flurry blows, I think you have to hit first.
Well then, I'd like to since I can move as well. Like
yep, because you have the charge.
Yeah. So would that be my first strike or?
Yeah, I'd say that would be part of it. Like you charged and moved up,
and then I whiffed.
And then you whiffed, so you have a move action if you need to.
Yeah, I want to get the hell away from this thing.
He is going to be able to take a swipe
at
you if
right.
you move away at this point.
Okay. Well,
and now that he's pitched the javelin and you're up in his face, you can see that he's wielding a very, very large club.
Uh-oh.
Very crudely hewn. Looks like a tree stump.
Yeah, let's take some. I'm gonna move away from this guy pretty far because I don't want his distance. I want some distance on him. So I can, if I wanted to, I can do my step of the wind.
So yeah, you can just spend your maneuver to move to jump out of the way.
Well, no, I can just move. I thought I could move anyway, and so I move into strike, and then I just move again to get out. Right? Is that still legit? I can't float. I can't get up to him. I wasn't close to him enough just to take a whiff and then step away. That's what I'm trying to do since I missed it. I can't wait anywhere near this dude.
So I would say that if you use your step of the wind, spending your martial damage die to move out of the way when he makes his attack against you because you're moving so fast, it's going to make it with disadvantage.
Alright, let's do that.
Cool. So you step of the wind, roll the d6, and you get that many extra. You get like an additional 20
times
feet.
Times five. So I get 25 feet away from him. So yeah.
In addition to your normal movement,
go around it.
So that would be outside.
Well, are you leaving the cave, or are you moving to the
other
side? Yeah,
I'd like to move behind him. Okay.
So you're gonna try to dart past him?
Yeah. See you fuckers later. I'm gonna go test it with her.
So that was a 6 and a 9. So what is your AC?
16.
He misses. He swings his massive great club, and you are moving.
Okay,
you are
so
a blur of speed past him. Yeah, you are behind him. After a slap, it's Carlisle.
Okay. Where am I in relation to this monster?
It is mostly filling up the path between the two caves.
Okay.
The
so
inner cave and the outer cave.
Decent.
So he is, I'd say, 25 feet away.
Okay. Good long
in between you and him, though, is Bartleby.
I'll be careful.
I'm short. I'm 2 foot
Bartleby
six.
Bartleby is very small. Okay.
So shoot around the ground in front of him, and you'll miss me.
So I roll a d20 to see if I hit.
Yep, d20.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a
critical hit.
So
it's
max damage.
Takes 18 damage.
Yeah.
That's a blow.
Nice snipe.
Yeah. Give us a
thunk.
Stagger.
You thunked him right in the bunker.
You thunked him in the bunker. He's a bunker thunker.
I waved my hand theatrically.
Alright.
Yeah, he has
on, by the way.
The arrow is indeed protruding from his face parts. And he is knocked aback by, but he quickly rights himself. And he's vastly angry. He is very angry at you in specific. After Carlisle, it's Crush.
I'm gonna call him out, point at him, call him a coward, and then rush him with my greatsword.
Alrighty.
Swing it.
Rush him.
That'll do.
16 plus 5, 21.
21 hits.
D12.
This guy.
Jesus. Plus strength?
Yes.
7 damage.
Cool.
Alright.
He takes it in the side because he's not even paying attention to you, even though you're yelling at him.
Can I use my glancing blow?
That's only if you miss. Then after Crush, it's Bartleby.
Is he bloody?
bloodied isn't a thing in this. He is, okay. He has a large arrow sticking out of his eye. He has
and a gash
gaping
in, the side.
In his side.
Yeah, slashed off some of his bacon.
Well, I don't have magic missile no more, so... Let's stay safe away.
Blow his balls off.
And
he's basically
ray of frost at his balls.
Cool. Frosty balls.
Frosty balls.
And I miss. I rolled an 8.
Yep, 8 does not hit.
No, so I miss him and freeze some ground.
Very well. Pass me the d20. The ogre's taking his turn. And he's charging you. He has his great club. He's swinging it like he's aiming for a home run.
So he's moving past me. Do I get an opportunity attack?
Yes, you do.
Sweet.
20.
Hit him. Save my life.
So you're going to hit him. So 12. Plus strength.
9.
9? Okay. Yeah, that cuts him down mid-charge.
Yeah.
Skids to a fucking stop.
Yeah. Thumps to the ground.
I'm gonna climb on his shoulders. Cut off his head.
Yeah.
Hold it along.
You playfully rest your foot on the arrow sticking out of his head.
Did you guys see that?
Cut his head off, then pull out the blade of the wolf clan, cut out his heart.
His heart's pretty deep in there.
Oh, I'm getting in there.
The
roll?
Four of you get 75 experience.
Yeah, so that's I've got 135.
75 XP?
250 is what it's like.
Okay, what does that make my total at?
75. In the room behind him, or behind his corpse,
make sure to write down ogre teeth.
Yes.
You see a huge leather sack and a small keg with old bones piled against the southern wall.
Alright, let's look in it. Maybe there's some stuff in there.
Yo, the bag is massive. Who wants to keep track of, like, loot?
No, I'm too little to.
I'd be a loot guy.
I'm literally too small.
Yeah. Cool.
That bag probably weighs
as much
as me.
The bag holds 2,287
copper. 2,287
copper? Mm-hmm. 51 electrum.
Electrum?
Mm-hmm. It's like half silver. 70 gold.
Okay.
A hard cheese.
Ooh.
That goes over here.
That goes in the good pile.
And 658 pieces that look like gold but are a little bit too light to be gold.
Well, that went better than I planned.
Well done, Agri.
Alright, anything else you want to do over?
Is there any other...
Press
that's all the stuff?
That's all the stuff that's in the bag.
Yeah, what about in the keg?
Yeah.
Oh, the keg has a... it contains brandy.
Like individual bottles or
no,
just
it's
one
just
big
a,
keg of brandy?
It's a keg of brandy.
Can
we have a toast?
Yeah, let's get a toast a little bit.
Fill up the skin, drain it, fill it up again.
Yeah.
I have a snifter in my...
Drink like woman.
Meanwhile,
she's
Balin makes his way to the goblin cave, where he hears immediately the sounds of battle and death and decay, and it smells like the excavated bowels of vanquished foes. The excavated.
Yes.
The evacuated is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, I saw that. It's so great. The Unibobby.
Smells like my lord.
Smells like victory, yeah.
The capital of the Chris.
In the immediate entryway, there are roughly 6 kobolds fighting 2 goblins. There's several more dead goblins and a couple dead kobolds laying around. And the sounds of battle continue down the eastern and western pathways here.
Right.
So it's a fork with a short pathway leading south that dead ends almost immediately, then 2 pathways heading east and west.
And a small battle happening.
A small battle immediately.
Well, I'll go crush a goblin skull.
Yeah, roll me a goblin crushing attack. You crush a goblin skull.
Yeah, alright.
Probably.
16. Actually, where do you get your attack bonuses? Because right now I'm just using strength.
It's strength plus your class has an attack bonus per level. I don't think you have one.
Oh, okay, no, I don't.
You do not have a weapon attack bonus yet. So, goblin. It's probably crushed. Yeah, well, roll damage just to be sure.
Whoa, it's D10.
Oh, God. He is... you crush the skull.
Great.
And the kobolds kind of chitter in victory, and they easily over...
Not now.
Swarm over the other two guys.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, so now your choices are east or west. Sounds of battle, both ways.
It's dungeoneering knowledge for to like recall where the
sure
map.
Yeah, I think that's
me.
Intelligence.
Alright. It's gonna be 14, 15.
You're pretty sure it's to the east.
Going east. Divinity grants me this knowledge.
A piece of garbage floats off your body and tells you which way to go. A payday wrapper.
I feel like I hallucinate a lot.
It's probably just the garbage fumes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of like an oracle.
I'm licking lichen all the time and like eating trash.
What is your AC?
17.
Okay. As you head that way, a tiny javelin like skitters down the cave past you.
I
just
laugh.
Misses you entirely.
I laugh and break into a run.
Cool. By the way, it is you have you're a dwarf. You have low light vision.
Yeah.
But you don't have there's like no actual light down here because the kobolds are fighting in the dark. Goblins are fighting in the dark.
All right. Well, so I'll have to stop and light a torch.
All right. So you can like light a torch, then break into a run.
Throw the torch as
cool.
far as I can.
You see down there, there are 7 goblins fighting with just as many kobolds. They appear evenly matched.
All right,
there are a few dead ones lying around.
Yeah, charge into that fray. Telling, fight! Fight and die for the god below!
Sure. you are making quite the spectacle of yourself. You seem to be a heavier target than the kobolds, so one goblin finishes the kobold in front of them and then turns his attention to you and is going to move up to you with a javelin, try to like spear you. And again, your AC is 14?
17.
So, you are missed by a wide margin.
Alright. Going to grab him and shock and grasp his head.
Cool.
Whoa! Yep, his head explodes.
It was a natural 20. Well, I'm not going to even ask for any sort of damage. You can describe the spectacle that occurs if you wish.
Like you're about to tussle his hair, but his head explodes. Aww.
As the dark, thunderous energy explodes from my fingers, filling his skull cavity, expanding it to the point where it bursts, I laugh, rub his blood across my face, and demand that all kneel and grovel before the god of pieces.
Do you have any sort of intimidate skill?
Or persuade.
Yeah, I'll let you roll that charisma right now as a free thing.
Hey!
And add your skill die.
Hey!
So it's a 19, because I have a -1 charisma.
Oh yeah, that's right.
One of the kobolds in this company is your acolyte.
Excellent.
And he is... He begins spouting the same rhetoric, the same dogma, basically. And he is vastly emboldened by your display and your speech. And he takes out two goblins, just single-handedly.
Subject is doing well.
He's doing very well. And some of the other kobolds appear to be heartened by this. And the goblins look ready to retreat. three of the kobolds take minor wounds. They don't quite die, but they take wounds. And you, now two goblins are paying attention to you. And
it's probably
it is not. Because you're wearing big armor, you're heavy. And these are goblins with wooden sticks. Slightly sharpened twigs.
Well,
and they're basically breaking on your armor.
They shall meet it, beat their fate.
Yeah.
Yeah. To hit one.
You crush them head to toe.
Yeah, sure do.
Are you crushing with your strength?
Just going in. Well, I also blew one's head up with a shocking grasp. I mean, smeared his gore on my face.
And now there are three goblins remaining, and they are retreating. They're turning tail and running, continuing down the pathway behind them.
Give chase. Press on, loyal followers.
The kobolds press. Let me see how the kobolds are doing. One of the goblins is cut down, now there are two retreating, and you and your six kobolds are giving chase. And it goes around a corner and up some stairs, after which point they're pressed against what appears to be a dead end.
Alright, do I...
Oh, that must be the door.
Can I... Dungeoneering to see if that's the secret door?
It probably is. It makes sense for it to be, but the goblins are basically scratching at it.
Okay, well...
And the kobolds, like, take
we'll murder them.
Yeah, you murder them. Your kobold acolyte rejoices in this, and he mimics your earlier behavior by messing his face with entrails.
Yes, he should.
And shouting praise to the god below. And a couple of the other
Excellent.
A couple of the other kobolds indeed take up the they follow suit. And sounds of the god below in
I was right
alternating
to follow the
draconic
kobolds.
And common echo through the chambers. You guys can't quite hear that from where you are positioned. What do you do in your ogre cave?
Well, we've beheaded the ogre.
Yeah.
You took
his bag of stuff.
Took his bag of
you
stuff.
You drank his brandy.
We drank his brandy and still have the rest of it.
Let's move on as fast as we can and meet up with the battle.
We took the rest of it in case we need to cause any kind of explosion. I guess we'll keep moving towards where we need to be going. What's that, east?
East? Yeah, there's really just these two caves here.
Great.
Let's go to where we haven't been before.
Follow this one down.
It ends. You've seen the entirety of both of them.
There's nothing else.
There's a pile of bones. There's a dead ogre. There's a dead bear. There's the remains of a cook fire. And yep.
Okay.
Well, this was my bad. I let us down.
Do any of you guys have like some sort of? This is the one time I'll give you this. Do any of you guys have some sort of search?
I got
skill.
Spot.
I've got nature.
I'd say something specifically for looking around, some intelligence based.
Say
wisdom based. Tracking. Wisdom
based. I mean, yeah, it's wisdom based. Nature.
Yeah, 17 plus wisdom.
Where are you looking?
I don't know. Where we're just poking this around. There's an inner cave. There's an outer cave.
You are in the inner cave with the leather sack, the keg, pile of bones. And walls on all sides. The
I
other
like to
side.
Pour over the walls and the ground to see, like, rather than looking up, I'd rather.
On the
down.
Southeastern wall, you find a secret door.
Okay. Can I spot a trap?
It does not appear to be a trap there.
Okay. Well then, is it obvious how to open this thing? Is it just a big slab?
Yeah, big slab.
Okay, let's move that big slab. Brush.
Yeah, go for it.
Strength?
Yep.
10.
Break your fingernails.
Yeah, we'll say 10 does it for you. You're a big man. This is it's meant to be opened. And you open it up, and suddenly you hear the sounds of battle. You don't see anything. It's dark. inside. How are halflings for vision? Are you low?
They're light? Normal.
Normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. None of you can see anything in here. It's, you just hear the sounds of goblins and kobolds kind of shrieking at each other and fighting.
We have a torch.
Yeah, I'll light up a torch this time. Throw it down there, actually, is what I'll do.
All right.
You might get seen, though. You compromise us.
It's too late. I threw it.
What'd you throw?
My torch. I rolled an 18 for throwing it pretty good down that hall. Give us some good vision.
You throw it really well.
Throw the shit out of that
Yeah,
torch.
That torch.
It goes further than it was. Yes.
Indeed, there are goblins and kobolds fighting this room. Scattered throughout. It's roughly 20 feet by 40 feet. Just cave chamber. It appears that there were like goblin. There's like a guard room. And it's overwhelmed with kobolds.
Is Balon somewhere in this melee?
Yeah, can we hear Balon screaming?
You cannot.
Okay. Well, let's fight some goblins, I guess.
I guess it's goblin fighting time.
Can we tell where we need to be going? Where we are?
Do any of you guys remember the map that you were seeing, or do any of you have it? I think that the kobold leader took it.
Oh, God. We didn't grab it, that's for sure. None of us
any
said
sort of
we'll
like dungeon
it.
Knowledge or
nature. It's not dungeon.
Or remembering or
so
just straight up intelligence.
How
I'd
to
say.
Get to
I have straight up intelligence, or but nothing then. Else.
Let's have you roll straight up intelligence to just remember what you saw on the map.
Okay. Let's try and get my memory rolling. 11.
You need to be going east.
Okay.
And you are facing south. There are two notable pathways, east and west.
Well, let's go east.
Well,
there,
like
crush,
I said,
crush them.
So,
okay.
Let's.
We fighting now?
Yeah, let's not even bother with initiative. Let's just go around the table, start here and that way.
Just trying to punch.
Punch your way through.
We're just all going through.
So can I make two attacks? Can I, if I nail one dude, can I use?
Yes, you can use your flurry of blows for another
second
guy.
So that'll be 8 plus. 13.
13 misses.
Shit.
Your punch is deflected on a goblin shield.
It's a well-trained goblin.
They're better trained than the kobolds. If the kobolds didn't have numbers in this fight, they would be losing.
Okay, I guess I'll...
That is vastly apparent. Right, in this room, the kobolds are 2-1 against the goblins.
Alright.
Okay, so... I should dash back. Nah, stick. I'm fast.
I'm fast. Carlisle?
So I'm still back. Like
yeah, you're on
charge to
you
attack.
Can, you can throw a flushay.
We can fire
yeah,
air.
Yeah. I was gonna sniper. It's because they can't see us really, right?
You've thrown a torch into the room, so it's like they know that there's people there.
Am I ineligible to snipe somebody then?
Roll me a stealth. You haven't necessarily, like, a dexterity check. You haven't necessarily revealed yourself. You could be hiding along the face.
No.
Well, maybe. What's your dexterity bonus and add a d4?
My dexterity bonus is 4.
And then roll that guy. Because, again, 8. They're in the middle of battle.
Okay.
With other things. So I'm going to say, yeah, I'll give you advantage. I'll give you the ability to sneak attack here.
Right.
So you are hidden for this
they
shot.
They don't see you.
They don't see you. They see the torch. They see
but they feel you
Slappy.
Soon.
Yeah.
And they see Roger because Roger's in the torch.
Me
I mean,
nursing my
hand. Bartleby.
This sniper attack is a. it's a stronger attack if I use the sniper attack. 14.
That's gonna hit from the get go.
Okay.
Yeah, you put an arrow through a goblin's head, basically. And knocks him down, and then the two kobolds fighting that guy move on and assist another another pair. So the room is down to 6 goblins.
Alright.
Bartleby.
Alright. I will run in there. And up to the nearest goblin and chill touch him.
Cool.
16 against AC.
He is chilled.
All right. Neurotic damage for really? The win.
Just say erotic damage.
Yeah, yeah, my chill touch also does neurotic damage.
Where did you see the 10?
What's erotic damage? Candle wax on your chest?
For biting?
Oh, is that 9 or 6? Yeah. Yeah, that's 9. All right, well.
It's all in how you do
bingo,
it.
Bingo, bingo.
Any kind of damage can be erotic damage.
The goblin is frozen. Yeah. He freezes to the ground and his body shatters.
It was 15. Thank you. Yeah.
It was so much more than he had hit points.
And then I guess I'm safe
it was
for now.
5 times as much hit points
oh,
as he
good.
Had.
Good.
Down to 5 goblins in the room. Versus still 14 kobolds.
I'm in the darkness, right?
Yes, you're still in the darkness.
Can I just jump out of the darkness on one of them? Drive my blade through?
Use that strength check.
Yeah,
jump.
Yeah, roll me a jump.
It's going to be a mighty sword leap. Arc leap.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, 17.
17, you make a hell of a jump. All
right.
Now, swing your sword. I imagine you're roaring, too.
I'm roaring.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive the blade.
Yeah, drive the blade. I'll give you advantage for this, because he doesn't see you coming. Okay. And because it's pretty cool.
17.
17, you strike him.
Alright. That is 11.
11 damage, he is cleft in twain.
Yeah. You got cleft.
In twain.
Four goblins. They're fleeing to the west.
We're going to have to stop right there because there was too much action to fit it all into one episode. So we'll continue on part 2 of episode 2, Swords, Spells, and Bags of Religious Excrement.